Welcome to TerryWilson3.com. Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is your humble host. The egotistical... What was the other word she used? It was one of those fancy psychological words. I can't remember. I mean, basically, I'm self-centered, but I couldn't remember. Anyway, this is episode 396. This is Terry Wilson. I had someone say, said something about being egotistical or whatever because the show is named after me in the business. I think they missed the point that when you're in the opportunity space and you're in the coaching space and you're making claims, it's of higher integrity to put something behind your name. If I say something and I put my name on it, you know, I'm just old school, I guess. I don't know. Maybe people in today's world just don't view it that way anymore. Sad. But back when, you know, I was coming up. Boy, don't I sound old.
Back when I was a little boy.
You know, when you said something, you put your name on it, it meant you really meant it. You know, especially in today's internet marketing world. Everybody's saying anything and everything, making all the claims in the world. And, you know, it would be real easy to say, hey, this is the super duper million dollar maker, fast cash system 2.0. Get it today. And then you never know who the owner is or who the people are behind it. And you hide behind it. Then you can make all kinds of claims. But I was trying to delineate myself a bit from those type of people and type of business, you know. And I think this person, you know, I got an email, you know. And also, I tell people all the time, when you get ready to pursue your dreams, pursue what it is that makes you tick, to go after it, just get ready and be okay with the negativity because it's going to happen. Don't internalize it. Don't make it, you know, something that you war with, you know. And I know that's easier said than done because if, you know, you've almost got to be some sort of, robot that's really probably not in a psychologically healthy place if it don't bother you some. But, you know, you've got to be proactive with how you're going to process, you know, the people that just are miserable in life. And, you know, it's a cliche and I've heard it my whole life and I've repeated it. But I'm telling you, the longer and longer I live and more I do and the more fortunate the good Lord blesses our business, just the greater reality it is, you know, misery loves company. And, you know, there's all types of reasoning for that. I've studied behind that, you know, why it validates people's, you know, excuses that they've told themselves if they can, you know, criticize and downplay others. And there's all different types. And it's not what this is about today, but it's just sad. You know, it's just sad. But, you know, when you get ready to launch, because, you know, we've got several members that's about to launch the radio program. We're really excited about that coming up January the 1st. We're going to, you know, roll out our new programming at TW3Radio.com. And the reason I did that is because I want to provide a platform for people to be able to, number one, share their stories, because I think there's power in your story. There's nothing that will encourage other people more than them hearing how you walk through things and overcame. It's just something powerful about, you know, there's a passage in Revelation that says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of the testimony, the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, the thing that you telling other people and testifying about, you know, here's where I've been, this is what's going on. And, you know, because, you know, I just believe that, you know, I was created for a purpose. I was given a passion and I've been given different skill sets. And all I got to do is align my mindset with what's already on the inside of me, working that with that, which has already been worked in. If I can align myself and really start believing more in myself and believing more in my God and believing more in what I've been put on this good earth to do, the more you can do that and the more you can align with that and the more you can share that story, Well, the more you encourage other people. And when you encourage other people, there's something very, it's almost magical. I mean, it's almost, it's supernatural. It infuses them with the courage, and it just blankets them with a feeling of, I can too. And I've always said, if you ever want to be able to improve the value of your business, if you want to increase the value of your business, and let me break it down in business terms. If you want to be able to charge more, then you've got to be able to convey your value more. You've got to be able to reveal and peel back why you're worth more. Because I wrote a book, You Are Worth More, and I believe it. But you're not going to get what you're worth until you can unveil that value that's on the inside of you. And how do you do that? What's the quickest, fastest way to increase your value? It's really easy. It's not rocket science. It's not even a mystery. It's so simple. Most people overlook it. They think of it and dismiss it as just some sort of feel good philosophical nonsense that, you know, TV preachers and yahoos like me probably espouse, but it's the truth. And I'm telling you, this truth will set you free today. All you have to do, if you want to improve the value of your business and your brand and be able to start capturing a larger paycheck, and it's not all about money, by the way, don't hear me on this, but you will be, the more you can increase the value of your business, your brand, your message, the more people are not begrudging. They want to pay you more. They will want to give you more. You won't even have to ask for it. Well, how do you get there, Terry? It's real easy. I'm going to stop teasing you. Many of you have been listening to me for years. You know what I'm going to say. The fastest way to improve your value is to improve the value of others. Pour into them. Give into them. Pour courage. Pour inspiration, motivation, how to. What do you know how to do? Do you know how to cook? Do you know how to clean? Do you know how to write? Do you know how to speak? Do you know how to raise children? Do you know how to get along better in your marriage? What have you gone through? Because people all the time, Terry, I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, what have you gone through? Because, you know, I'm a believer that, you know, there's a reason. There's no such thing as just luck. Things happen for a reason. You were put on this earth for a reason. The term for it is purpose. You have a purpose. And what is your purpose? Your purpose derives from what you're passionate about and what you're proficient with. Well, where does passions come from? Most of the times, passions come from people and come from things and events that you've overcome. You had to fight to get this thing. Have you ever been around people that's lost a lot of weight? What do they talk about? You can't shut them up talking about health and wellness and getting fit. Why? Because they feel better about their life. They feel better now. They look better. They just, everything about life, they're passionate about it. Why? Because they walk through something. You ever talk to someone who's been broke, busted, and disgusted, gone through a hardship with money? You know why I can't shut up about entrepreneurship? You know why? Even if I wasn't getting paid to do this, I would still be doing it because I walked through some things. I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to really go after something and try for something and have something. I know what it's like to build a business, have a large business, 22 employees, 5 different warehouses, 4 different trucks, building a big footprint in an industry that's been around forever. Doing something with it, and all of a sudden, because of a macro shift, it just, why am I passionate about that? Why can I not shut up about that? Because I went through it. And so when you can tie your purpose, if you want to know what's my purpose, what am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be building my business? How should I shape my business? What should be the narrative of my business? What should be the underlying story? When people ask me, you know, what do I do? What should be the answer? Well, the answer is what are you called to do? What is your purpose? And your purpose is always going to be matched up with two things: what I'm passionate about, and what is passion, what we went through, what we became, and what I'm proficient with. Now, if I'm passionate about business and I'm passionate about overcoming in business and I'm wildly passionate about these things because of what I went through, but I have no proficiency to speak, no proficiency to be able to deliver, to make a presentation, then I'm going to pick a different format. There's going to be a different, in other words, there won't be a microphone in front of me right now. There might be a typewriter, or there might not even be a typewriter and a microphone. There might just be a telephone and I'm dealing one-on-one. There, you know, my medium is going to change. But it, now don't hear me. Now, if you're like, well, there you go, Terry, then that disqualifies me. No, because you might have a proficiency in something. You just don't have it. Because there's a difference between skill and talent. You're born with talent. See, I feel like I was born with a talent to speak, but my skill set, I'm still working on the skill set of speaking, the dialect, the delivery, the syntax, the structure, the outline, all of those things, that skill set, just the raw talent to get up and start talking, you know. So just because you don't have your craft developed yet, don't give yourself an excuse to say, well, then there's my out. I don't have to do this because, you know, I'm just not. Well, you're not going to be good at anything when you first start. But listen, if you have an inkling of talent and you can punch above your weight. I've told people many times, you know, I have a minimal amount of talent when it comes to speaking. I really do. But I have just worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And it's really sad to just get this good. I'm punching way above my weight, my friend. But the point is, you can too. Don't you let yourself talk yourself out of, you know, doing something. You can do more. You're worth more. This is the season that a lot of people struggle. This is the season. This is the time where a lot of people, you know, for one reason or the other, you know, the holidays are tough on people. And so when we get back from this break, I want to give you 10 tips to help you enjoy the holiday season more. Ways that you can start enjoying this time of year and it not be such a begrudge, not such a stress time, not such a time as, oh my word. But it don't have to be that. So when we get back, we're going to go into how you can do that. How'd you like to grow passive income? That is just mailbox money. That's when you wake up in the morning, you see more money in your PayPal account or in your merchant account or whatever it is you use. The best way, the best tool that you can use to grow passive income is email marketing. I have amassed thousands and thousands of dollars on a monthly, weekly basis simply by using email marketing. I've got a strategy I'll show you that has taken my career and other people's careers and their businesses to levels that we could only have dreamed of. It's a training that I'm going to give you for $5.95 if you want it. I'm only offering it for a limited time. So if you want it, go over and get it now at terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. terrywilson3.com/million-dollar-email-marketing-system, MDEMS, MDEMS. I will show you step by step what I use, how I use it, where I use it to amass a huge list real quick on a button push and then text, email people out my offer that puts them on autopilot for me, making me thousands of dollars a week. Go to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. Are you wanting 2020 to be your best year ever in business? You have got to be in Greenville, South Carolina, March the 19th through the 21st. We're having our third annual You Are Worth More conference, and we've got tickets on sale for the lowest price ever, $149.97. You are going to find entrepreneurs just like you, small business owners that are in all different types of industries, all different types of businesses, and they are putting their business, their income, their prospecting on autopilot just by being able to leverage some tools, training, and technology that we we use here at TW3. You don't have to be a member to attend, but I promise you, you'll probably want to be one afterwards, but it's not necessary. Come to the You Are Worth More Conference by going over to worthmoreconference.com right now. That's worthmoreconference.com right now. Get your tickets while they're still available. We've got limited seating, and I promise you, you are going to find the information that you need and be able to find a community that's going to help you take your money, business, and life to all new levels if you come to the Worth More Conference this coming year, March the 19th through the 21st, 2020 in Greenville, South Carolina. worthmoreconference.com. So put on your dancing shoes tonight.
You've got to put them on. Come on. The ability to reach, connect, and convert qualified people with your goods and services is the number one challenge of every small business, entrepreneur, and sales professional. If you've been in business for any time at all, you know that countless hours and money can be spent on this one objective. Now there is a turnkey solution to all your marketing and sales needs. Go to leadsbyterry.com. That's L-E-A-D-S by T-E-R-R-Y.com to see a turnkey lead generation solution that will grow your sales by 300% within 90 days. And all with the simple push of a button. Go to leadsbyterry.com now and get a free demo on how the system works.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. So this is a time of year that, it can be stressful. And there's all different types of reasons for that. And, we get that. But there's things that we can do that won't add stress to ourselves that maybe this will help you, maybe it won't. But, you know, take what is listed here as, if you can use it, great. And, keep this holiday time, keep this season of the year, something that's an asset to you, not a liability, something that adds to your life rather than takes away. So here's 10 tips that I want to give you, just a quick, something to consider. Some of this you're going to say, well, duh, but yeah, sometimes you have to be reminded of the basics, right? Number one, reflect on what is important to you during the holiday season. This may change over time, but thinking about what you want for this holiday season will help you choose more intentionally about who you would like to spend time with and how you would like to spend the time. It's hard to have a meaningful holiday if you don't determine ahead of time what the meaning is. You know, not getting too deep in this, but there's all times, there's traditions that need to be kept, and there's some traditions that might need to be done away with, and only you can decide what's right for you and your family. But be intentional and reflect on, what's important to me. You know, because here's the thing, you can't do everything. You can't go everywhere. You can't be everywhere. You can't do all the different activities. You're only one person. You only have so much time. And as life goes on and life changes, more and more things can be added to you. And if that's the case, you've got to make a decision. Is what's being added here important or not? And is what I've been holding on to important or not? But you just got to be intentional about that. Otherwise, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So number one, reflect on what is important to you during the holidays. Number two, make a plan as early as possible about what you will be doing during the holidays. Try to plan at least one activity that's important to you for each holiday that you celebrate. Feel free to initiate activities with family and friends and consider volunteering activities. Make a plan well in advance that can give you something to look forward to and help you feel a greater sense of control. You know, just like some people's holidays are overscheduled, some people are sitting around wondering what to do and what's even the point. Go volunteer. Go do something that adds meaning to your life. And the best way to add meaning to your life is to add meaning to other people's lives. Number three, communicate clearly how others can assist and support you. Accept offers to help shop, wrap, cook. You know, some people may not know how best to help, especially if your needs and desires have changed from last year. Most people are happy to help as long as they understand clearly what you want and they have enough time to provide the support. You know, asking for help sometimes for different personality types can be tough. I get it. But it's crucial if you want to declutter your holiday season. Sometimes it's okay to ask for help. Sometimes it will help strengthen relationships if you do so. So don't be hesitant to reach out and ask for help. Realize the holiday season is a marathon, not a sprint. Oh, good Lord. Listen to that one. In other words, pace yourself. While extra social gatherings can be exciting, you don't have to compromise your physical or mental health by doing all of them. Acknowledge that you can not do everything for everyone. Practice saying no without guilt. Allow yourself the opportunity to grieve the loss of giving up some of those activities. Because sometimes it is tough, especially if it's one that you've been doing for a long time. So totally get that. Number five, maintain a healthy lifestyle. Try your best to make good food choices, Terry. You don't have to eat everything you see, Terry. And relax to restore some energy. Your endurance will be better if you can stick to your daily routine as much as possible, including, Terry, you need to exercise more. Talking to myself. Number six, manage your spending. It's easy to feel the pressure of consumerism during the holiday season. Decrease the financial stress by making and sticking to a budget. Thoughtfulness is needed. Thoughtfulness needs not to come with a hefty price tag. Gift solutions include reducing the number of gifts, initiating a gift exchange, giving to a favorite charity in a family member's name, and providing gift certificates for babysitting, snow shoveling, and home cooked meals or time together. Gift cards can also be purchased for small amounts, and the receiver will enjoy thinking of you as he or she enjoys a cup of coffee or music download on you. You don't have to spend millions of dollars. You can get, there's one thing, and when we get back from a break, I'm looking forward to sharing something with you. But a few years ago, people know my story. We were in a situation where we couldn't afford to do anything for anybody, but we wanted to. So what did we do? We did what we could do. And what could we do? We could record a song and sing a song for people. And so that's literally one year what we did. We recorded one of our favorite songs, in which, by the way, I've got a special treat coming up in the next segment. A member of ours, we call him Kino from Chi-Town. You'll hear me talk about John Kennison sometimes, a wonderful, wonderful trumpet player. Well, he's got a family full of musicians and singers, and these people are just top shelf. I mean, just, it sounds like take six, man. So we're going to be able to, I asked him if I could send this out and share this with you folks today in our special Christmas episode here. And he said, absolutely. And so he gave me permission to do that. And I want to share that. He's doing the same song that we did a few years ago, but we did it, one, because it was fun. And I'm sure he would say the same thing. His doing that with family is so much fun. But two, for us, it was a way to give when we didn't have anything else to give. And I want to tell you, to this day, we get all different types of gifts. But some of the most meaningful gifts to us are the gifts that people made, the soaps, the clothing, the knitting, the stitching, the things made, the crafts made by hand. Every gift, every thought is so appreciative. But I tell you what, I think those types of gifts, they're just invaluable because it came from a person. I love gifts that you can't buy from a store. Just the meaning and the love and care that's behind them. It just touches the soul way deeper than something that just bought off a shelf at times. And so if you're finding yourself today, man, write a nice card, a nice letter. You might be saying, well, Terry, I'm not a musician. I'm not an artist. Can you write a letter? Can you tell someone, you know, this is what I think about you. This is how much my life has improved because you were here. And I want to give you something that from my heart. And that is my gratitude, my thanks for who you are. That's something you could do right now. And paper is cheap. And you could do it. It just takes time and energy and a little bit of thoughtfulness. But that's going to be, I'm telling you, that's going to be well worth more. I'm telling you, those are the gifts that people stow away. And while that chocolate might have been eaten, while that iTunes might have been downloaded, while that money might have been spent, while that game might have been played, and all of those are great things, and you know, not belittling anything, but it's those thoughts of caring that you will take with you forever. So number six, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, manage your spending and give something that's deeper than just money and a regular gift. Number seven, monitor your adult beverages and medication. It's easy to overindulge in certain adult beverages, especially this time of year with all the parties. So just understand, be careful there. You know, enjoy the holidays. But everything, and as my doctor said, because I sent my doctor a text the other day, and I said, do you think my gout's coming from all these pralines I'm eating? Because I love pralines. That was a little play on words. I know it comes from something else. But he says, have you not ever heard of the term everything in moderation? Of course, I responded and said, yeah, but I love so deeply, and I love pralines. Number eight, manage your expectations on family gatherings. When multiple generations and multiple families celebrate together, it can be challenging to feel heard and understood. So be clear about what you need the most and flexible about the rest. So just do that. You'll be, you and they will be happier for it. Number nine, think ahead about the stories and observations from the past as family that you'd like to share. You may know how a specific family tradition began or have a funny story. So tell those stories, relive those stories, cling to those family traditions. Let the little ones know what's going on, because we do things to this day that was started 20, 30 years ago that's just so much fun, and even our children now are looking forward to it. And number 10, finally, reflect on what went well this holiday season, improvements you would like to make for the next year. So, reflect on, okay, this is done. I mean, be intentional about it. Okay, this is working. This is not working. And be okay with making changes. No one said you can't, this thing is canonized by some sort of priest or pope and you can't change anything. You know, you have control over your life and your family and the things you can do. And listen, I know that expectations from everyone sometimes make you feel like you're in a box. But you know what? You know, loved ones love. They forgive. They understand. And sometimes you're going to have to put a demand on their grace and their understanding. And they'll have to know that, things are going to have to change a little bit for your own well-being. Because listen, if you're no good, then you're no good for them. And so it's not selfishness, if that's a word. It's not self-centeredness to say, hey, I need this time and I need this space and I need to be able to do this so that when we get together, I'm in a much better place for you. That's just wisdom. So be okay with that. You know, we teach it in our sales training, in our back office. You know, if you want a yes, you've got to get a bunch of no's out of the way. And sometimes for you in your own personal life, for you to be able to say yes to the things you want to do, you've got to tell a lot of people no, even yourself. So be okay with it.
So I want to talk to you about Ring Central. I've been using Ring Central now for 8 years. Started using them when I was in the insurance business exclusively. And then when I started building my agency, I started putting agents within my Ring Central to create what's affectionately referred to as our call center. And that's how it all started, to be honest with you, with Ring Central. So when I tell you to use Ring Central, it's not because I'm getting paid, even though I am, but I started as a user first, and then I really fell in love with the product. So let me just tell you, with Ring Central, there's so many different things that you're going to be able to do. You're going to be able to set up a call center of your own. You're going to be able to set up conferences if you've got team meetings that you want to do and do conference calls, voicemail, fax, everything you need, Ring Central can handle, and it's all cloud-based. So if you've got a smartphone, you got a laptop, you got an iPad or a desktop, whatever you use, it's all cloud-based. It's wonderful. It's very intuitive. And let me tell you something else. For you guys out there that don't like technology, they're a little bit tech-tarded like I am. Their customer support is bar none the best. Got a question? Call them. They'll walk you through it step by step. So the support is top notch, top shelf. And here's the thing. If you go to TerryWilson3.com/RingCentral, you can try them out for 30 days free trial. 30-day free trial. And then if you keep it, they'll give you a 33% discount just for using TerryWilson3.com/RingCentral. Use it. I promise you, you will be glad you did. You know, the one thing that'll sink a team quicker than anything is hiring the wrong people, recruiting the wrong people. If you're in insurance and you're in real estate, if you've got a home-based business that requires you to recruit other people to help you build your business, then build it with the right people. And there's no better way of doing a background check on someone to make sure they're the people, the caliber of people that you want to work with. Go to TerryWilson3.com/background. That's TerryWilson3.com/background right now and get a free background check on anyone that you want to run a background check on. I operate within the opportunity and job space, but maybe you're thinking about dating someone or hiring someone or having them come over and clean your house or cut your grass. Before you get involved with anyone in today's world, I recommend getting a background check, and you can get a free one at TerryWilson3.com/background. TerryWilson3.com/background.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
What's good?
Thank Chris for being. So listen. Through those 10 things, and if you noticed, a lot of them were very similar. That list that I got was actually from a website called the Hopkins Medical Center. That's Hopkins University. Their medicine.org was just some, their psych department put that list out, and I thought, there's some good stuff. I'll take that. So, you know, but I would have probably taken that list of 10 down to 5 because all of it came to time management. And at the end of the day, you know, whether it be the holiday season or any other time during your business, you probably know well enough, you've been in business long enough, time management will make or break your business. It really will. And time, what an interesting concept. You know, for thousands of years, people struggled in history. They would do well for a while, and then they would do things they knew weren't right. Wouldn't manage their lives correctly, make poor decisions. Boy, if we haven't learned anything from history, we don't learn, do we? But they would make, and so then all of a sudden they would find themselves back down to the bottom of the barrel again, finding themselves enslaved, finding themselves less than where they should be in life. And this is recorded history I'm talking about. And then all of a sudden these prophets came up, these foretellers, and they said, you know, at some point, you know, there's going to be someone that God sends to set things straight and make it right. And you're going to have a savior, and he's going to come in, and he's going to rescue you, and he's going to be able to provide you a way to be all that you were created to be. And for years, this was told throughout history. And it's written history. You know, you don't have to subscribe to my religion to understand that this is just history. It's just the way it happened. And then all of a sudden things went dark and there was no more recording of what was going on in the world. And for 400 years, it just sort of went silent. And then it happened. What happened was what we're celebrating during this season. And the whole story breaks open with those 5 words I keep going back to, but it just means so much to me because it tells me a promise made is a promise kept, and it came to pass.
Thank you.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin.
As John Kennison's family at globaltrendmarketing.com, John Kennison, my word, he emailed that to me, I guess it was last week, and I was in the living room with my wife and children, and our pastor was over, and we were just talking, and I said, you guys got to hear this. I mean, it's, man, and he tells me that they recorded that all in separate places. They were just emailing the file back and forth to one another. And so one would get the file and add their vocal part, and the other would get the file and add their vocal, because they don't all live together, which if you understand that, it's even more amazing. But just what talent and what, you know, and what content that they're espousing. It was a holy night. Merry Christmas, and look forward to speaking to you guys in the coming week.